Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on? Matt Garland here. NMLS number 58700. Better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Happy Saturday. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Woke up feeling great this morning. Good morning to all. Morning. Type yes in chat if you are alive and blessed. Type yes in the chat if you are alive and blessed. Mickey, my bro. Love, bro. Hope all is well with you and the fam. Make sure y'all tap in with my bro. Views from the Trap. You need some photography work. Hit up my bro. Views from the Trap if you're here in New York. Type yes in the chat if you are alive and blessed. But I'm feeling good today, right? And, okay, we got a lot of y'all who are alive and blessed. All right? We are alive and blessed. But make sure y'all take a look at my pinned comment right here. Before we get started, y'all know I got the new book coming out, The Real Estate Investor's Manifesto, is releasing on 12/9. If you want to get on that VIP waiting list, because I'm doing a pre-sale of the book this Tuesday, right? And the price of the pre-sale, obviously, is back Black Friday. It's going to be dirt cheap. It's going to be almost free. So comment wealth, then check your DM, and you will have the link to be added to the VIP waiting list for Black Friday. And I'm telling you, you need to get the pre-sale on this book because I'm going to make it almost free for you. But the Real Estate Investor's Manifesto is going to be special. So type wealth in the comments right now. Type wealth in the comments if you want to get on the VIP waiting list for... Come on, bro. You in a rush to go to a red light. Yo, I hate when people are in a rush to go to a red light. Like, you really cut me off in your little fucking Hyundai Elantra, your little doink machine, to go nowhere. You're right here, dude. Type wealth in comments. Type wealth in comments. And this is why I named this. Shout out to my bro, Raheem Chapman, the greatest trainer alive. Rye, you need to bring your ass back to New York, man. I be seeing you training all these niggas in fucking Jersey, bro. Like, who told you go to Jersey, bro? Like, I lost a couple pounds. I'm getting in shape. I need my trainer back, bro. Like, pull up on me, man. Don't car shame? No, this is a doink. And I'm not car shaming. You driving it like a doink. If you're going to drive your Elantra, drive it like an Elantra. But don't drive it like a doink. Come on, bro. All right. Nothing is forever. Not even your problems. Nothing is forever. Not even your problems. Make sure you guys type wealth. Type wealth in comments to get on the VIP waiting list for the new book, The Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. Check the pinned comment. Yo, we came from the Rod, look, we came from the bottom, you're right. And I'm not trying to car shame the doink, but a doink is a doink. A doink is like a hoopty. A doink is like a clown car. You know the clown cars they be driving? Like, boop, boop, like those little clown cars? Those are doinks. Like, your little beater, your hoopty, whatever you want to call it, right? I've had plenty of hoopties in my life. And honestly, I'm about to get a hoopty in 23. I need a hoopty. Because I don't want to ride around in the foreign. But nothing is forever, not even your problems, right? So this got me thinking today that a lot of us, and I'm glad we're having this conversation. I'm glad you brought that up, Ra, about, yo, we came from the bottom and we got it from the mud, right? Yo, think about it. How many of y'all, if you own the hoopty in your life, type yes in chat if you own the hoopty in your life, right? And when you had your hoopty, you thought you was at the bottom of the barrel, right? But now if you ride and clean, it's like night and day. How many of you were struggling 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Hell, I know 10 years ago, I was struggling like hell. And now I'm not. So nothing lasts forever, not even our problems. So I say all that to say, somebody on this live right now, somebody who's going to listen to this on Rants and Gems audio later, might be in a situation where you might not be where you want to be. You might not be where you want to be at today. But you cannot let your mindset and your work ethic match where you are in your life. And what I mean by that is, number one, your mindset, right? If you think you're at the bottom and you keep thinking at your bottom, then everything around you is just going to be at the bottom because you're never going to have the mentality. You're always going to be pessimistic. You're never going to be optimistic. And I know that's hard when you're struggling. When bills are buried up on you, everything is due, money is tight, money is low, you need food. And it's very hard sometimes, and I'm telling you this from my own experience, right? And this is why you get into depression. You look at food, and it becomes like your comfort food. I'm living proof of that. That's why I'm fat now. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm telling you, when I was broke as shit, I knew I was still rich. And I knew I would get rich. I didn't know how. But I knew that what I was doing in the mortgage business would make me millions of dollars. I just didn't know how it was going to make me millions of dollars. So my mentality, although I was financially strapped and financially challenged, I still had an optimistic mindset at most times. There was definitely 30% of the time I was like, fuck this shit, right? And I think we all go through that, right? But always remember, nothing is forever, not even your problems. So your mindset has to be optimistic, not pessimistic. Glass half full, not glass half empty, right? And number two, your work ethic. When I was down and out, my work ethic was terrible. I was sleep all day. I was sleep late. I was lackadaisical in my work. Now, let's talk about this last episode of Rants and Gems, right? I put up the clip on Wednesday about quiet quitting. And the comments went crazy on Kiana about quiet quitting and her opinion about it. And a lot of people in the comments are like, well, a job, I'm just going to do what they pay me to do, and that's it. Because I'm not going to bust my ass at no job. Basically. And I'm paraphrasing many comments that were said in my DMs and also in the comment section. So that shows me there's a lot of people out here with lackadaisical work ethic. And if you are going to run your own business, how the hell can you be over here quiet quitting and want to be a business owner at the same time? You're not giving your all. Your work ethic should always, like, you know, Deion Sanders, shout out to Primetime, Coach Primetime, right? Coach Primetime said he practiced like it was the game. So that way in the game, it was normal. He was always full steam ahead. Even in practice. So if you want to be a business owner, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to run your own plays and run your own bag, but you currently are working a W-2, and if you are out here quiet quitting, and I just heard that term when she first said it. I'll be honest with you, I never heard that ish a day in my life. Maybe I'm not tapped in. But if you are just doing enough, your job is practice for you to be a business owner. Think about that. If Deion Sanders, two-sport all-star Pro Bowl professional, said he treated every practice like it was a game. Look at his work ethic on the field. So, if nothing lasts forever, not even our problems, and if you are wanting to get out of your rut, your mindset has to be right and your work ethic has to be far greater than what it is. And that's what kills me about people. Because people always want X, Y, and Z. But you got a pessimistic mindset and your work ethic is semi-lazy. Or mediocre, I should say. Your work ethic is mediocre. You attract what you put into the world. So if you are working a W-2 job, you're working for somebody, and you quiet quitting, you attracting the same type of worker you are when you run your own business. It's simple. Bro, are you really telling people to bust their butt for a business they don't give a fuck about? Okay, so I guess you just missed everything I just said. So let me repeat it for you and those of you in the back who may not heard what I said. What I'm telling you, C. Arnaz B. and everybody else, is if you don't give a fuck about the job, then why are you working there? Why are you working there? If you don't give a fuck about the job, let's start there. Why are you working there? No one's forcing you to go to work. Who is forcing you to go to work to a job that you don't give a fuck about? Oh, let me guess. You need the fucking job. You need the money, right? So you cannot give a fuck about the job, but you need that job's money. Get the fuck out of here. This is what exactly I'm talking about, you niggas. You got a nigga mentality. So yes, I'm telling you to bust your ass for the job you don't give a fuck about, because it's not about the job you don't give a fuck about. It's about the business that you want to start for yourself to run your own place. So you have to practice working your ass off, even if it is to sacrifice for a job you don't like. Because running a business is hard. Running a business is hard. It's not easy. How you do anything is how you do everything. So that's what I mean by people having this mentality of pessimistic mentality. Like, get your shit together. Like, come on, B. And we wonder why we ain't got no wealth in our community. It's because we have pessimistic mindset. Oh, you're going to bust your ass for a job you don't like. Then who told you to go to the job? Did the job knock on your door to say, I want to hire you? Or did you apply because you were interested to make some money? Fuck out of here. I'm programmed, bro. Yeah, I'm programmed to get money. Yes, I am programmed to get money. I am programmed to get money. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are programmed to get money, please type yes in chat. If you are programmed to get money and run your plays, please type yes in chat. If you are programmed to give your all in everything you're doing, because what you put out there is what the universe is going to return back to you, type yes in chat. Like, come on. What's sad is people with that type of mentality will say stupid shit like,
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The program. Like, give me a break. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience. It's where he stands in times of conflict and controversy. I'm at a loss for words sometimes. This is why I don't like to even get on live sometimes. Sometimes I don't even like to talk to y'all. Because it'd be like the one or two of you that just get under my skin. And it's just like, why am I wasting my breath? Let me just do what the old generation did. Is just get my money and not even talk to y'all. Because when I came in this business 20 years ago, ain't no black person was talking to me on how to run plays and how to navigate and mentorship and everything like that. They just ran their plays and didn't tell nobody shit. Because it'd be the niggers that fuck up your, like, why am I talking? I feel like I'm talking to the fucking Range Rover right now. All right. Nothing is forever, not even your problems. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Nothing is forever, not even your problems. Musa. So, I say all this to say, and the whole reason why I started this live was to tell you guys, no matter where you are in your life right now, it's not forever. It's just today. It don't mean it's tomorrow. Your life can change in a year. Your life can change in 6 months. But if you have the right mentality, and if you have work ethic, and you have faith, it might not come when you want it, but it will come in God's divine time. And when it comes, you better appreciate it. You better be grateful for it. Because as quick as you got it, it's as quick as you can lose it. Everything is a season. Everything is a season. Right? Everything is a season. And this might not be your season, but your season is coming. Your season is coming. Hell, my season is coming. I am, I can, I must. Shout out to TD Jakes, man. I am, I can, I must. 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 I am, I can, I must, yo. I am, I can, I must. Period. Period. I am, I can, I must. And when you have that attitude, no matter where you are in your financial life, I am, I can, I must. I will make my thing happen. I will continue to have faith in God. I will work hard. I won't have a pessimistic mindset. I won't have a mediocre work ethic, even if I don't love my job. But my job is my means to my end, so I'm going to respect the hell out of that job because it feeds me and my family. I'm going to use that job as practice because the business owner that I aspire to be and the leader that I want to be for my own staff / partners, I don't want them to be mediocre. So I need them to see my work ethic on 10. So that way they match my energy every single day. Because I want them to feel like they own my company too. So I can, I will, I must not let no negative energies flow into my mind frame. I will not let no mediocre work ethic flow. My output needs to be 100 at every time. So if you don't understand that, whoever you are, whoever the people who don't agree, what you should quiet quit, or you should just give a job enough, then God bless you and your businesses. But that's not the life that I want to live. That's not the life that I want to live for myself. That's not the life that I want to live. Hell, I hated being a loan officer for years. I hated being a loan officer for years. I hated talking to people all the time and dealing with people's emotions and dealing with everybody's shit. But I am, I can, I must. I must proceed. I must go hard. I cannot say I want to be a business owner and run multiple plays. If I go to work every day and I'm working like a mediocre chump just because I quote unquote hate my job, you're disrespectful to the hand that's feeding you. And this is why most people don't elevate in life. This is why most people stay poor and broke. So this is what I'm trying to tell everybody here, yo. Run your plays. Work your ass off. Do whatever it is you take. Because nothing is forever. Not even your problems. Nothing is forever. Not even your problems. Nothing is forever. Not even your problems, man. Nothing is forever, not even your problems. And if you want to get out of your rut, your mind better be right and your work ethic better be 10 times harder than that. The only one who is poor and broken is you. All right, bro. God bless you. Love you. So, this is when you got to block people. Because they don't deserve to be in my energy and my presence. And you got to learn how to block people. Because I don't have time to go back and forth with niggas. Period. I'm too blessed to be stressed over comments. We have to be on top of our game at all times. And you got to get rid of people. I don't care if they're family, friends, whoever it is, get rid of them. Because nothing is forever. Not even your problems in the comment section. Not even the problems in the comment section is forever. Because you could get booted. Alright? So look, I can, I will, I must, man. Go out here, win your day. No matter where you are today, yo. No matter where you are today in your life, you might not be financially free. You might not have the amount of money that you want in your bank account. You might not have everything that you want in your life right now. But let me tell you, that thing is not going to last forever, y'all. It's not going to last forever. It's a season. It's temporary. Keep your mind with positive spirits. Be optimistic. Don't have a scarcity mindset. Be prolific. Be prolific. Be prolific at what you're doing in your life. Don't be having no mediocre work ethic. Be prolific. Be outstanding. Go for what you got to go for. Shout out to everybody with the badges today. Nothing is forever, not even the riches. God is forever. So, I love y'all. Y'all be blessed today. I'm at Garland Gardens meeting with architects and stuff like that right now. Shout out to my sis. I love you, Mo. Yes, I'm preaching because the Lord told me to come in here and talk my ish today. That's my sermon today. Nothing is forever, not even your problems. So we got, I might save this, but nothing is forever, not even your problems, man. Just remember that, yo. Comment wealth if you want to be added to the waiting list for my new book, The Real Estate Investor's Manifesto, on 12/9. Black sale, pre-sale pricing is going up on Tuesday. If you're on a VIP list, you're going to get the pricing. So that way you don't miss it. So type wealth in the comments, y'all. Type wealth in the comments. Type wealth in the comments if you want to get on the VIP list for my new book, The Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. Type wealth in the comments, y'all. And not wealthy, wealth. Not wealthy, wealth. And remember, nothing is forever, not even your problems, man. I can, I will, I must. Repeat that, yo. TD Jakes said that at the Path to Prosperity Conference, and it's been stuck with me. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. Fight through whatever you need to fight through. Fight through those demons. Fight through everything, man. Because nothing lasts forever. Not even your problems, man. It's all a season. And right now, the opportunities that's in front of us as Americans, the opportunity that's in front of us as Americans living in America is far greater than any of these countries. And now that I'm out here seeing the world, I say, yo, we got so much opportunity here, but our sense of entitlement holds us back. Our sense of entitlement holds us back so much, and we don't even realize how much opportunity that we have that we fuck around every day with. We're fucking with our opportunities every single day. Every single day. So I can, I will, I must. There ain't no other options. My plan B is to make sure my plan A works. Because I ain't got no plan B. It's all or nothing, man. It's all or nothing. I don't have no plan B. I'm putting all this shit, all my chips on the table. I'm risking it on myself. And no matter what season I am in my life, no matter where I am in my life, it doesn't matter. Because nothing is forever, not even my problems, B. Nothing is forever, not even my problems. So I can, I will, I must, no matter what. No matter what somebody's saying to me, if you pessimistic, you the devil to me. Get the fuck out of my area. If you ain't got a winner's mentality, then I can't even be around you. Because my energy, it's like a bad smell. my stomach gonna start turning if I feel your energy is off. That means I can't even smell you. I can't even be around you. You smell musky to me. I can't even be. If your energy bad, you musky. So, that's my TED Talk. Type wealth in the comments if you want to get on. If you want to get on the waiting list for my new book, The Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. This is what we're talking about, man. This is what we're talking about, y'all. Happy Saturday. Go out here. Go get it. It don't matter if it's Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Go out there and get it. Type wealth in the comments to get on that waiting list. And remember, nothing lasts forever, not even your problems. Shout out to Marsha, Mortgage by Marsha. Love you, girl. Keep winning. I can, I will, I must. Marsha, you can, you will, you must, Marsha. You can, you will, you must. Coley ATL, you can, you will, you must. Let's go, man. Beyond Win, you can, you will, you must. Let's go, man. Let's go, man. Let's go. Nothing is forever, not even your problems. And I'm out. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.